Okay, the Strivers that are listening to this podcast, thank you for listening, by the way, or watching if you're kind of watching on YouTube. Now, as you know, this podcast is for anybody. I come from the world of motorsport and coaching, personal performance techniques and driver coaching, but basically this podcast is for anyone who wants to use the same techniques that sportsmen use to help them get the life they want, to help them improve their performance in daily life or at work or in other sports or whatever, because it's all relative. My job is basically to get the best out of the person, to help them overcome the kind of things that are holding them back and to give them the mental resources to go get what they want to get, to be who they want to be. And that is the kind of topic I want to speak to today. Now, we all are in a certain time now where we don't know if we've got a job next week or next month or next year. We don't know if our business is going to survive. We don't know if our sport's going to run. There's just no telling. We're just about to go into another lockdown. In a lot of countries, especially in Europe, and we don't know how that's going to affect us. Are we going to shut down again? Are the people on furlough going to go back to a job? Are the government going to help us this time? We don't know. It's uncertainty to the hilt. We just haven't got a clue what's going to happen. So you know what that means. When everyone else and everything around you is going to crap, when it's in disarray, it's up to you to grab the reins. It's a bit like survival of the fittest, everyone for themselves, believe it or not. Even though we've got to help everybody else, we know that. But for you to help everybody else, for you to be healthy in the mind, you've got to come first. We've got to make sure that you're okay, or you've got to make sure that you're okay, and that you're acting in a certain way that will help you get through this, that will give you the best chance to have money at the end, to pay the bills, to go for what it is that you're actually going for, to support the family. You're the most important person. If everybody looks after themselves in this time, then everyone will be looked after. It's a bit like when the plane's going down. They say, you know, when that oxygen mask comes out and falls above your head, you put yours on first and then you help someone else. Because if you're fumbling around trying to help someone else and then you die, then you both die. Same here. It's time to step up. And the one thing I want to talk about today is identity coaching. Something I haven't really covered on the here, but it's what I teach clients. It's basically you becoming the kind of person you need to become in order to get the job done. That kind of rhymes. It's you being the person that you need to become in order to get the job done. And that means, quite often, is changing your identity. Now, this is something I learned decades ago when I listened to an interview with Sylvester Stallone, who you know is a hero of mine, distant hero, don't even know the fella. But he said that when he wasn't up for shooting the film, that he, you know, this was Rocky, when he wasn't up for doing what they were asking him to do, because he's a human being, he's like, oh, I'm not sure if I can do it, I don't feel like it today. He would then, instead of being Sylvester Stallone, he would become Rocky. Because Rocky is kind of like a character that he lives up to or becomes in order to become Rocky. So if they say, Sly, are you ready to shoot? You say, no, but Rocky is. Sorry about the impression. But he's basically saying that Rocky's going to take the reins. And when he becomes Rocky, it's like having a split personality. When he becomes Rocky, Rocky just gets the job done. Rocky is fearless. Rocky stands for certain things and has certain beliefs and values that are different to Stallone's. This is interesting. This isn't just a technique he does. Actors do it, sportsmen do it, people do it. They say, okay, who have I got to be today to get the job done? Who have I got to become to get the job done? What's that person look like? What does that person stand like, breathe like, act like, talk like? What do they think like? What do they believe? And you've got to become that person. I want you to start to just entertain this idea of becoming somebody just for temporary times in the day, because you know that's the kind of person that will do it, that will get off their backside and will act, take that action that you're fearing. Who do I need to be? And it could be someone you admire. It could be someone who's real in this world, and you become them just for an hour in your day to say, I am that person. What would that person do in this situation? So what you're doing, and it's only a little technique, but it works so well, is that you're breaking your own patterns. You're leaving your own mindset behind just for a moment. taking on someone else's or something you've made up, a character you've made up. You're becoming that character, and all of a sudden you find yourself taking these actions, doing the things that you need to do that should be done, that you're putting off because of fear or you can't be bothered. Identity coaching is something I do every day. And when I do my priming, when I get my mind ready and I become grateful for all the things I've got and I see the day done and I feel like, who's the person who can get this done? It's still me, but I install the beliefs and the outlook and the overview of someone who could get it done. And I'm breathing that person in. And by the time I get back to the car to drive home from the jog, which I can't do at the minute because I've got my foot up, obviously. But when I do, and I do it at home now, by the time I get back upstairs, I am that person. And that is the person I try and stay for as long as possible in the day. And it might only last for an hour. It might last till lunchtime. But still, who's the person that can get the job done in your life? The actions you know you should be taking right now. Them phone calls you should be making. And become that character. Play with this. Change your identity because it's breaking the pattern of how you've been for so long. And anything that breaks you out of a bad habit, a ritual that's holding you back, anything that helps that's not unhealthy for you will let you, allow you to progress much more. So just think about this. Who have you got to be today in order to get things, the results that you want, and become that person? Be that Superman or that Superwoman. Pretend you got the cape behind you and you've got your chest out. If you're going into that boardroom, which is very unlikely now because we're not in boardrooms, but if you are and you need to be confident, then act as that person would be. That confident person. Who would be confident? Who would completely smash it, kill it, crush it in that boardroom? And then you start to take on their beliefs, their outlook. You take on their physiology. How would they be? Would they have a big smile on their face? I think they would. I'm going to go in as that person and see how this meeting goes. That's all you're doing. So split personalities in a controlled way, you doing it on purpose. This change of identity can help get more from yourself. I really advise that you do this. You play with this. See which kind of person you can. Give them a name if it's someone you make up. But this can be a life changer. This is basically you becoming the person you need to be in order to get the job done. Give it a go.